Hey, what's up? What's going on? This is Bertrand, and I want to talk today about mindset, right? You probably heard a lot of people say you have to have a positive mindset, you have to go out there, and you have to believe that you can achieve things, right? And all that sounds very woo-woo. I want to give you really practical steps on how to work on your mindset and how to get your mind right, okay? I think that's a better way to look at it, is how do I have the right attitude when I go and combat life? First thing, number one, is you have to understand that everyone has their own mental health issues. Some people are higher, some people are lower, but everybody has mental health issues. Something going on in their life where it is causing stress and pain, right? We're all going through something. Give everybody grace. Second thing I'm gonna say is to get a therapist, especially if you're going to be a business owner, right? There's mindset coaches out there that charge 10, 20, 50K to work with them. The best thing you can do is I actually learned this from Dan Maxwell, I think that's his name. But basically, he owned a software company. If you guys know about Dave Rosenberg, Rosenberger, I'm saying his name so wrong. I'm sorry, Dave. But he actually created Jasper, co-founded Jasper with his friends. And Dan is the one that actually taught them, you know, the whole process of software, building software and all that. But my main point in saying all that is, Dan said, therapists deal with people that have been sexually abused, that have child abuse, that have neglect, right? So your failure, your inability to want to be successful, even though you want to be, right? Whether you are fearful of being successful or wanting to stay where you are, not wanting to do whatever mindset issue you have, right? Where your mind isn't right and you can't really combat life because you're fighting against yourself or you have imposter syndrome or identities, right? That is a cakewalk to your therapist. That is cakewalk compared to everything else they're dealing with, right? Imagine you're saying, man, you know what? I'm scared of making more money. And somebody else walks in and they're like, I've been sexually abused since I was two. Wow, right? You're probably looking at it like, you know what? I probably don't feel as bad, right? And this is not to limit any, this is not to put down anybody or say, hey, something is greater than the other. But that impact on your life where somebody has been sexually abused since they were two versus you having a fear of success, I mean, that is a cakewalk to a therapist to deal with, right? As a result, you go to your therapist and you tell them all your business problems, and they're gonna help you work through and identify what happened, where, how you can get over it, and all that. It is the greatest ROI that I have had. I meet with a therapist twice a week. Spend $180 every time I meet with my therapist. One is a personal one, and then one is a business one. I have gotten so clear on my business goals and things that I want to do that I have made more money just by having my therapist with me and getting my mind right and focused. Instead of having all these crazy businesses, I have a business here, this business here, that, right? She was like, hey, you know, you're great at starting businesses, but you're not good at follow through. And that really gave me a gut punch, right? Because I'm thinking, oh man, I'm a businessman, I have all these businesses. But she's like, you have multiple six figures, but it's not multiple, they're not moving in the direction that it should go, right? She's like, why not build a real business? Why not focus on something, right? Why are you so scared? And I really had to go back and identify, okay, why am I scared of having success? Why do I get excited about starting something new instead of being consistent with something? So this is way too long already, but I hope that helps. I want you to go today. Go to Psychology Today. Look for a therapist. Tell them, hey, I would like to do two sessions a week if you can afford it, right? And then meet with them and talk about all the personal stuff that's going on in your life. And then say, hey, I want to do another session where I talk about business. Or rotate. 1 week talk about personal, next week talk about business, right? And just like that, you are going to find yourself becoming that person that can lead your organization and really grow your business. And in totality, you're just gonna become a better person because you're doing that introspection work anyway. All right, hope this helps. And I know it's gonna help. So like I said, go to Psychology Today, get a therapist. It's gonna change your life. All right, it's the best ROI. It's the best investment you can ever make in your life. All right, peace.